What's up, Spitwads? We are celebrating the holidays with our families, and we'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're truly thankful for each and every one of you, and we're looking forward to another year full of laughs together in 2022. But until then, grab some treats, gather the family around the fire, and enjoy this classic Spitballers episode.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
It's quarantine time coming for you, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm not accepting this new reality of this world.
I don't accept it. Time.
I don't accept it. I don't accept remote recordings. I don't accept not having a voice in any capacity. Why did that come along with it? Who knows?
It was it was really good luck that for those listening, anybody that's a fan of the Footballers knows Andy has been sick and he has got on the horse. He is here for the Spitwads, but during this time,
this is like strapping some sort of barely alive corpse to the back of a Bronco and saying, tame it.
No, it's Weekend at Bernie's. This is what's happening right now. Jason and I are good to go, and Andy's sunglasses on.
We will pull you along, my friend, but I just want to point out how awesome it is. If you haven't thought about having a three-week-long, horrible respiratory illness, while the country's on lockdown for a respiratory illness, it's got to be good for anxiety. It's got to be good for mental health. So welcome back, Andy.
I am so glad that we don't have to skip an episode. I, in many ways, know how important it is to be here.
That's correct.
As stupid as we are, it's also important. And I know it's important to all of us and Al Borland and company because we want to be here during this absolutely ridiculous time. And Jason is
holding
up.
Yes, Jason, we see your mug.
A mug that says, I love you more than I hate your farts, which is really quarantine material. That's spectacular.
My wife got me that mug. And because I'm pretty much a known farter.
I'm on the farters list.
She got me that mug and I'm like, wait a minute, if you got this for me, like, then we're talking about your farts. And she's like, oh yeah, that's so I gave it back to her.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, because you are really the pandemic of farts, so to speak.
I could have been the patient zero. I could be. They say it's bats, but they could be wrong.
So we do have a show that we're going to try to do today. We have a Would You Rather, we have a Situation Room, and we have a timely social distancing essentials draft that we're bringing your way because you need to be prepared. At a time like this, what I've noticed from consuming media all day long, every day, is that experts need to be relied on.
That's right.
And at a time like this, look, not to put too fine a point on it, we're the experts.
That's right.
And so we're going to be here for you. And you can follow us on Twitter at SpitballersPod, SpitballersPod.com. Become a Spitwad. Support the show. What's going on?
I would just say this, all jokes aside, like this, you know, this is a time where this show is just, this is nonsense. We don't have anything of substance to bring to the table, but we have a good time. We have a lot of laughs. And I feel like we are one of the only shows out there that is a true comedy show that's fun and uplifting, that's family friendly. Like, you know, put this on. Because right now, the worst thing going on in the world is that we're locked in our homes with our children. Am I right? And I know
there's children listening,
but you need to know this is true for your parents. We love you, but we are not used to this kind of abuse. But look, we can put this on with you in the room and share and bond over this.
Speaking of which, how are your kids' dietary habits? I know you've been working on some refinement there, Jason.
My kids eat the four major food groups, and that is it, which is chicken nuggets, mac and cheese, cereal,
candy,
breaded chicken.
That's chicken nuggets as well. You got breaded chicken and
chicken
nuggets.
Strips will work. We even do chicken patties. They've really expanded their dietary. But truly, and Andy's bringing this up because I've been sharing with him personally, like, you know, people are going through frustrations, right? Andy's got a very serious illness right now through this time. His is actually legit and important. But me, I'm like, yesterday I was ready to die from food fights in my house where it's like, okay, we've got canned pears. They're delicious. Just eat
canned
them.
Canned pears are great.
They're great. I had a whole canned pear, can of sliced pears to myself at midnight last night. They're fantastic. And that is a true story. But the point is that my kids are notoriously bad eaters.
We're in full ration time. And you're going midnight can of pears?
Okay, I have a confession. Can I confess something?
This is so bad for Jason.
Jason will outlive his family.
The best.
Sorry, kids. No food left.
My family will die first because no food left. The best part of being so stocked up, like we were lucky. We got in early. My pantry was stocked for, you know, months. So many. But what I've come to find out is I love canned food. Canned food is so good, whether it's SpaghettiOs or Dinty Moore beef stew. Like, and so I'm having a can an hour right now. I'm busting through this stuff. It is wonderful. We have got to get the social distancing done soon because I'm going to be like 450 in like 3 weeks.
Well, something that I've been thinking about is like there's going to be a lot of things that come out of this situation where everyone is trapped at home. And I'm like, there are going to be people that emerge and they're like, wait a minute, my pants don't fit anymore. And then there's going to be people that come out that their pants don't fit because they're so freaking swole. And it looks like Jason is going.
I'm going on one of the directions. Swollen, not swole, swollen. That's the direction I'm going for. So the thing
These
is,
are
is
not.
We're trying
the
to
back
save
of the
lives.
Can is not Jason rations, is
yes,
what you're saying.
That's right. We're trying to save lives.
One
here
for me, one for you. Two for me, one for you.
Three for me. We're out of yeah. food. But the thing is we're trying to save lives with the social distancing. Everyone at home, I hope you're doing your part when you can. And thank you to all the essential people out there that are still manning the jobs everywhere else. You guys are amazing, and I hope people are tipping you in jobs that don't usually get tips. If they can, tip your trash man. But hey, hold on, stop the truck. I want to give you some money. But
I'll be here next Monday.
I don't think they have thought through the health downsides of diabetes when we leave this. Because I'm going to have it. I mean, when we're out of this thing and I'm going back to work, I got the diabetes for sure.
I like the change of expression from social distancing to physical distancing. I heard somebody say that they prefer that term. And I like that because mercifully, we have things like the podcast and the internet and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and our phones. We have the ability to be social without being physically close. And I appreciate that change of thought because it's easy to be, you know, feeling like you are isolated right now. So we want to bring you some joy.
Well, that's a
from
really,
a distance.
Really good point. I had not heard that yet. It's a physical distancing.
Yeah.
We don't have to stop social media.
Yeah, I am physically, I have a distance between me and my actual voice. And I'm trying to close that gap. But right now, we're going to get it going.
Would you rather?
All right, Max from the website, would you rather constantly make grammar and spelling mistakes? And it says in parentheses, like Jason.
Oh, Max.
Would you rather be Jason? Or be the person who corrects everybody's grammar and spelling every single time they make a mistake, which now, that person sucks.
That person sucks for sure. As people who are in the public speaking world,
that's right.
We get those people and they suck. But
mean a fewer.
Yes, yes. We have a few of those people, not more. But. We got to change this question a little bit, right? Because if we're saying makes grammar and spelling mistakes like Jason, which I do, I've been known to have, I mean, there's a Twitter spin-up account, Jason Moreisms, because I say stupid things from time to time. But in fairness, we've had like 1,000 hours of, you know, public consumable.
We've all had our faux pas.
Everybody's going
to
do it.
So I think this really needs to be heightened. It's got to be like, would you rather be someone who like, is always saying the stupidest things at all times. Just the you sound like a dumb, uneducated.
Well, I think that's the implication, right? If you always make grammar and spelling mistakes, you are dumb.
Right, but it said like Jason.
And, oh, that part.
I love myself. So I think
it was a tongue in cheek.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Would you rather be perceived dumb, or would you rather be perceived as the worst?
As the grammar police?
That's really what this question is. I think you nailed it there. Would you rather be perceived as a complete idiot, and everyone thinks you're dumb, you can't get anything right, or a turd face? Wow. Actually, what's funny is this question had no difficulty to me. It was like, I would much rather be the person who makes grammar and spelling mistakes. We all make mistakes, 100%. Like, I'm not going to be the jerk that's just going around being like, Superman does good, you do well. Although I do throw that one out.
You do say that quite a bit.
We do that every time.
But that's because it's a joke at this point. But when Andy refers to it as, would you rather be perceived to be a complete idiot, or would you rather be perceived to be kind of a jerk know-it-all, that is actually a difficult decision because...
Yeah, but every jerk know-it-all that I know doesn't care. They don't mind being a jerk know-it-all. They really like it.
Yeah, and
I can... That is true. That is, you know, the problem is, like, if you are making the mistakes, do you have the self-loathing? So, okay, let's... I mean, the question was directed to Jason. Jason, do you have self-loathing about your grammar and spelling mistakes?
So I see Andy vehemently shaking his head no, because he knows that
there's a little.
I don't have any self-loathing at all. I've got
not even a smidge.
So, well, I'll walk you through this because I have no smidge. I love myself. I'm happy with who I am. The pros and the cons.
I love me so much.
yes. But I will say this. Look, I play, for better or worse, a buffoon here, and we try to be ourselves. But, you know, it's hyperbolic on here, right? A lot of times people see me and they hear me talk about how fat I am, and they're like, I thought you were going to be way fatter than you are. Sorry that I
no one has said that ever.
But you know, it's one of those things where I will say, from time to time, when you get pigeonholed into that and you actually are thought of as a dumb like, you know, I say a lot of dumb things. I make fun of myself. When you feel like, oh my gosh, people are starting to think like I am dumb or I can't do things. That does have, like, that has had an effect.
You do think about it.
I do think about it from time to time.
Of course, because he's a human being.
It took 1,200 episodes to break through.
Yeah, well, it's weird.
That's crazy. You're one of the smartest people I know, so.
Well, it's not in all things. Like, the fat thing doesn't get me at all.
Andy knows three people.
I know three people, and you're one of them. You're one of the three people I know. So, I want you to know that you're one of the people I know.
And one of the smartest. You're in the top three.
That also makes you one of the handsomest.
Yeah, and dumbest.
You're one of the handsomest people that I'm aware of.
So, yeah, it's one of those things where, like, I don't care about the fat jokes at all because I've done this to myself. You know, like, I deserve what I get here. But, you know, when it comes to, like,
it's not you, it's the quarantine, man. Now, you have a full scapegoat right now.
Yes,
it's
you
the quarantine.
Do.
I'm loving it. I'm putting on masks, as Mac
would say. You're putting on masks, and it's not your fault. You are putting on masks to save the human species right now.
Yeah.
How does
and
that
that's, it's
you're
so
a superhero, man.
Okay. Well,
you're social
for you.
Distancing, and it has its side effects.
Well, we're at home. I can scream for my wife to bring me SpaghettiOs and, you know, just do more for the people.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so what is your final answer before I go on to the next would you rather?
I'm the grammar police. I'm not being the dumb guy.
Yeah, me too.
By the way, this question is asked, I am definitely going to be the dumb guy. But by the way, Andy asked, I would rather be perceived smart and jerky than an actual idiot.
Okay. All right. Alexandra from the website, would you rather have to shave your face every single morning or wax your chest, legs, and armpits once a month?
Oh, once a month?
Wow.
How often? Here's a poll question, because I genuinely wonder this, just because I figure every guy's different. I don't really like shave. I do it like once a week. I'm like
a blade?
Like a razor shave, like a razor shave on my neck. Maybe every Saturday, look nice for church. Otherwise, it doesn't grow fast enough to where I need to do more than that.
If we're talking about an actual blade, a blade has not touched my face since my father taught me to shave when I was like 16 years old. That's how long it's been since
he taught you with a blade, though.
Yeah. Oh, well, because, I mean, yeah. That's...
The butcher you need, knife.
Like his he poppy said, taught him.
Well, grab the butcher knife and let's go to work on your no, face. I didn't and I mean haven't I'm, done it since.
I didn't mean I'm in the Wild West with a knife where I shave part of my face and then I eat part of an apple. I mean, an actual, like, a razor. Other than that, it's been all, you know, an electric trimmer. It's in an... And not
and
even
really,
like,
you don't use that, right?
No.
It's
well,
such
well,
a
to
nice
my beard,
feeling to be clean. It's such a beautifully nice feeling to be completely clean.
Is it?
It's wonderful.
You like I've razor
tried,
burn?
I've and... tried to spin the big... No, I don't get razor burn. I'm a professional. And I've spent all the money on those really fancy three circular blade things that you guys talk about.
16 blades.
And they stink. It's the you can go back to the old school Mach 3s and you get a nice clean shave, just like my grandpappy.
And yeah. I think the implication of this question, too, you guys are going to be clean shaven, like baby faced. Right. We're not talking just shaving the neck up and cleaning that.
Oh, okay.
Which is a problem for Mike because of his brand, a problem for me because of my weight. And so these are real issues of losing that beard.
And that's a problem with the brand because, we're in quarantine times and it's. We're all being honest with each other right now. I shave my chest. I shave my armpits. I don't shave my legs. I have neared them before in my life, and it was pretty fun being a dolphin for a couple weeks. Like it's pretty outstanding. So
a dolphin with a beard.
Well, I think at that time I had like baby beard because I was in my younger 20s and I couldn't actually grow a full beard yet. So I think I would rather wax.
I can
once
tell you
month.
For sure I'd rather wax. I have waxed before. I've waxed, you know, my back.
Where have you waxed? Oh, back.
I've waxed my back, you know, the upper neck back area, which
this
is
quarantine
freaking,
confessionals. That's what's happening
is.
Right
That's
now.
That's the quarantine confessions.
No, but good for you. Good.
No, it's like,
I mean, I'm not like one of those weirdos. I don't have outrageous back hair.
It's... Yeah, I mean, those guys are the worst.
What's
which is
that like?
I hide under a thin sheet of hot wax.
Well, it's really a thick coat of hot wax.
But the thing is about, like, waxing might get a bad rap because of the pain, but it's fantastic.
Oh, it gets the job done,
How long does it
man.
Last? How long it, does it last?
Like a couple weeks.
Like I would say for me, it was like a month. I mean, it depends on where you're waxing, you know, but when I wax the top of my neck and my back area, you know, I'm sure you guys trim up back there like the, you know.
No.
You're telling me below your hairline in the back that it doesn't grow like.
My neck. My neck
will grow. That's
what I'm
talking
about. Okay.
Quarantine
my neck
times,
and my back are
things
too
are getting out of control.
I said the top of my. That's
you
what
said
I'm
back.
Talking about. I did say back, but I also said the top of my neck. Like. The top of my neck into the upper back area is where I've waxed before, and it was like a month. And it's not just like, oh, it looks better, it feels better, it's
sure.
It's great. So I'm taking the wax.
I'm going anti-dolphin. I'm gonna shave my face every day.
Oh man, baby face.
He's gonna be, but he thinks
that's
that
fine.
Is cleaner. You know, he
it's
says,
clean.
Don't you like
it's
to
a
feel clean?
Feel. Yeah, I like the feeling. I like.
But he only
post-
wants to be clean on his
feeling.
Face. Like my
well,
body's
I don't,
a
look,
disaster.
Chest, legs, armpits. No,
it's
I don't want to be dolphin boy.
I mean, that'll be a really long period of
oh,
time.
Oh, were legs in on here too?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's
yeah, Jay. Suddenly nope. You're changing.
Yeah, look, the truth is, look, another quarantine confession. Since I was a young
I know where
teen.
This is going.
Yeah, you know where this is going because I've shared a story about some
very embarrassing
bullies. Some bullies in high school basketball.
Quarantine confessionals.
Wait, what? I've never heard this story.
Yeah, so
you got bullied?
I only got bullied a few times. I wasn't like
because of your back hair?
When I was a young kid, I just had this luscious locks coming out of the middle of my back. And they were like, what the heck's wrong with you? Look, I'm not saying you should bully, but if someone's got him right out of the middle of the back and that only, then
if you got a braid going down the spine,
no,
Teen
look,
Wolf.
No, but it was the opposite. It was like I think I hit puberty a little later, or not really. That's the problem because I don't have that much leg hair. Like I just
maybe
don't,
more of
like,
a hop, skip, and a jump.
I don't either
over some of the key parts.
Yeah, and so like you know the kids that were getting all the leg hair were looking at me and being like, oh, you little
oh,
boy.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so I'll,
yeah,
it'll
those
be
are
easy
the
for me to
police.
Wax my yes, those are the, well, I don't think they're smart enough to be the grammar police. All right,
all right,
I'm
Jody,
waxing.
All right, Jody from Patreon. I know Mike's waxing. Would you rather have super strength in the pinky finger on your non-dominant hand?
Okay.
Wait, what?
Or telekinesis?
So for me, my right pinky.
Telekinesis, but only over objects that are within arm's reach.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
But you can already reach it.
But if you're telling me right now I can have this mug come up to my face and drink it while not using my, while writing. If I want to write, multitask. I can do that. That's awesome.
I think that's less pragmatic, though.
Yes, I think the point of this is it's a simple. If you can already reach it, it's now just a parlor trick. Like you can't. Is there really anything like really effective you can do? I know you talked about the multitask, but here's what I challenge you with, Jason. There's no way you're concentrating on telekinesis, writing with a pen, and doing other things. You're thinking about the writing.
Once again, calling me dumb.
I'm just saying, the focus it takes for telekinesis.
Yeah, you know the focus it takes for telekinesis, Mike. As a superhero expert, yes. But this is superhero power, which means anything within my reach, I can orchestrate, and that means I am literally the world's best juggler. I think this is Jason.
Jason can juggle instead of help his friends move. He doesn't want to get caught in a situation where he has to use his non-dominant pinky to lift a lazy boy for a friend of his. That's the situation.
But my issue there is like, let's say I'm helping move that baby grand piano. And I've got super strength in my pinky. You know what I don't have on my pinky? Super balance. What? How are you going to pick that? Like, okay, it's super strong, but it's your pinky. Like, how are you going to pick this thing up and act? You could drag it and ruin it and the floor, but like, how are you going to lift it and hold it perfectly on my pinky?
Because it's super strength. Like, now, if you're picking
something
up that...
I'm getting the idea
If you're picking something up that is really, really light, you can balance it because it's light.
Pick a sheet of paper up, Mike, with your pinky and keep it on and just move it across the room.
My super strong pinky?
No, but it's your super strong pinky's easy to pick up a piece of paper. You're not going to be able to balance it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is more impressive? Which is more impressive to your...
The telekinesis is far more impressive.
So this is really funny. We're both arguing for the opposite thing, but immediately I think, well, if I could actually lift a piano with my pinky, that's more impressive. So it's really just a matter of which one do we want, and I feel like people lift things already. It's impressive. I lift more than other people lift.
But not with their brains.
I've never seen anyone move something with their mind before in real life. In theory, if
you have the telekinesis, you could simulate the pinky thing all the time, right? It would seem like your pinky is really strong.
Okay, that's a great question.
Oh, yeah.
How strong is the telekinesis? Is it infinity strong? The strength of like, if you could actually pick it up with your arms, then you can lift it up. But like,
way stronger than that.
Way stronger?
Way stronger. This is your mind.
How do you work out your brain?
My brain needs no workout. It is extraordinarily
canned peaches.
Canned peaches only. Maybe I have to walk along with the piano, you know, to keep it in my mind's grasp. But that's way more impressive now.
I think I'm going telekinesis.
I'm going with the telekinesis as well.
Could you imagine the magic tricks you could come up with? Like, pick a card, and then all of a sudden it's floating behind my back, around your back. It's in your back pocket.
Get caught in the back hair, though.
Well, yeah.
How far behind your back can you actually reach? This is arm's distance.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I can't reach behind someone. All right,
final way in.
I got telekinesis. Come on. Yeah, it's definitely telekinesis.
Come on.
Mike tried his best to argue for
I tried, but moving stuff with your brain?
But I think everyone, when they heard the question, was like, oh, that's clearly telekinesis.
I agree. I'm going to go that one as well. All right, let's get into the Situation Room.
Whether it's saving more, spending less, getting organized, maybe working on that fitness, look, there's a lot of worthwhile goals to set yourself up this year. And check this out. You know, maybe you want to learn a new language. I guarantee you, the people that have put the time in to learn a second language, they're never like, man, what a waste of time being able to communicate with a gigantic population that I could not before. And that's where Babbel comes in. Look, I'm in Arizona. I got a lot of people here who speak Spanish. And honestly, I wish my Spanish were better. And I need to dedicate some more time to Babbel. They make it easy. They give you Babbel. Look, check this out. 15-minute lessons. They make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other language learning apps, they use AI for the lessons plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. Look, you know it's going to work. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, Spanish, French, Italian, German. Plus, they've got which I need. I need this. Speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and your accent. Right now, when you purchase a three-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of three. Go to Babbel.com. Use the promo code BALLERS. That's BABBEL.com. Code BALLERS. Babbel. Language for life.
The Situation Realm.
All right. Very important situation. As you sip from your fart mug, Nathan from Patreon, you three are running against each other for president. What piece of dirt are you holding on to that you can strategically bring up on each of your co-hosts in order to slander them right before the election?
Oh, man. Well, that, look, this is a little timely, but I would pull out the old broken bulb medical records. This is the business I used to run that we were all a part of, and I would say, Andy Holloway is not a man that can stay healthy. And I would pull out all of the sicknesses and illnesses and I believe, Andy, correct me if I'm wrong. Did you have your tonsils? You had your tonsils taken out, right?
Yeah, I had them taken out, Jason. And listen,
That's weak.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I have asthma, Mr. Bare-legged boy. I'm sorry that I was born with asthma. I apologize to you and yours, but you know what my constituents understand? A person who understands them. And you know what? People out there have issues. People out there have trials.
I think people want to vote for people with tonsils. I mean, I think they don't want to be like, well, that guy had things removed because his body didn't work.
How is that a fair point, Mike?
Because the people, like, we know that people with tonsils are the people that can get things done.
Clearly, you're hiding something with that beard. That's what I would be bringing up to the people.
Look, that's immediate.
How dare you?
We've got plenty of photos with him without a beard. We'd put those out and be like, wait a minute, he's not cool.
This has nothing to do with my tiny little subpar baby chin. I don't have a beard because of that.
I like that I came back on this episode to receive this bashing. That's what I like.
Yes. That's what we were.
I like that. These 3 weeks, 4 weeks, this was worth it. I'm really glad.
Yeah. Well, you need to wait. You need to take some more time off? Huh?
I would mention Mike's old, I think it was Xbox handle.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's my old email address.
I guess there were some other old nicknames that we can't bring up because we promised family.
Nasal spray.
And I would.
Mike has a history with illness as well.
That's true. I do. But you know what?
None of that makes you unable to run for president. We currently have people in their near 80s.
And right. And that's exactly where I'm going against my opponent here.
Your toughest opponent.
My toughest opponent. Because
I know what should come out.
Oh, well, I was going to go with, well, Jason Moore, what he hasn't told you is he expected to live to the age of 36.
That's true.
That's when he thought he was going to bite the big one. And I need someone in the Oval Office who can stand the test of time, not someone who's counting the days as
not
this
somebody
is,
who
this
will
is
end
a
up
gift.
In his children's bedroom with an entire sheet of Hawaiian rolls when crisis strikes. That's what we need.
I'm a man of the people. People understand that.
You're a man of the peaches, Jason.
Yeah, you stole the peaches. That's what happened. Kids, we're out of SpaghettiOs. Franco un-American. That's what I say to you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll stop that.
Mike's easy. He has tattoos and shaves himself in weird places, so no one's voting for him. We already know that.
And I'm not even running.
He's so ineligible. He's not running.
My eligibility or my electability is out the window.
And I was I was born in Jerusalem, Israel, so I can't be president. That's
suddenly
what you
I'm
bring
president.
Out.
At the end of this at the end of this, I'm president. Jennifer from Twitter, you have 30 minutes to hide a USB drive in your house.
Ooh.
Your house will then be raided by police, detectives, and some FBI agents, all searching for the USB. Where do you hide it so that it will not be found?
Wow.
So this we can work together here. We don't have to bash one another.
Oh, I love
this. So we're back on the same team.
We love each other again. Is there a way to weight it down to where it would stay in a peat? Like it would stay in a P-trap of a toilet? No, that water would destroy that USB. Just throw it. Yeah, we're just spitballing. This is a spitball. Yeah, we're just spitballing. What is next?
Right. It's
next
up to option. Me and Andy.
Well, I'm trying to I mean, you only have 30 minutes, right? So you don't have the opportunity to go dig a hole for 3 hours or something of that nature to try to hide this.
Man, so where
I don't know what the best
you put it
thing
in air vents. I feel like
now they're gonna check the air vents. They're gonna check the closets. They're gonna check the fridge.
They're not
the
gonna check the canned peaches.
Ooh,
can you recan? Is the real question.
I probably so not. Here's why you can't recan, and it's a beautiful thing. It's because
This is your entire excuse that you have to eat the entire can of peaches.
Look. Have to.
How big are these cans?
They were going to go
bad. Are these the really, really big old like gallon cans?
No, it's just like a regular can. But I thought like when I opened that can last night at around midnight, I thought to myself, this will be like eating a peach or a pear. It was pears. I thought like, oh, this would be, you know, like one pear. And then like 12 halves of pears came out of this can. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm eating so many pears. And it was delicious, and I did drink some of that juice as well. But
do
why
they maintain
you can't,
their nutritional value in the can?
Who
are they the same?
Cares? They're delicious. Okay.
If do you mean like in the sugar water? Yes.
Yeah.
But they maintain the sugar.
The pop tops now, like they're all pop tops. You don't put them to the can opener. You just crack them, which means the lid is bent. You can't re-can as far as for deception. You know, you could put some tinfoil over the top. But they're going to open that tinfoil up. They're definitely going to check.
Nothing suspicious about this can.
They're definitely going to check.
Covered in tinfoil.
That's the normal top.
I mean, mattresses are too common, right? People stuff things in mattresses.
Yes.
So you got to go exactly where they think.
What about hiding in plain sight?
Exactly. That's where I'm thinking.
Like plugged into the computer?
That's a little too plain sight.
Well, plugged into the television. Televisions have USB sticks now. You know,
it's a Chromecast.
It just looks like a Chromecast. I think we got it. I think you plug it into your TV,
and then you write Chromecast on it with the Sharpie, and you'll be set.
Yes. Yeah.
Google brand Chromecast for reals.
I think the issue here is that when you purchase said USB, you got to have the foresight to grab one that looks like a Chromecast.
That actually is kind of smart. I'm guessing they'll grab it and you're in trouble.
I'm Googling right
check
now.
The Chromecast. All right, Miles from Twitter, you go into one of your kids' classes for career day. Suddenly the teacher gets extremely sick and runs out of the room saying, "You are in charge for the rest of the day, dear sir." What does the rest of your day look like and what will the kids learn?
Oof. So like, I guess we're talking about what's our best subject? Our best elementary
I don't know if
subject?
That's what it is because let me tell you a little story, okay? Once upon a time, I taught children how to play sports as a teenager. I worked for a company, and they hired a bunch of teenagers to teach kids sports. And let me tell you something. Teaching really small children, kids' classes, it's very intimidating, especially when you have the pressure of like, parents or people watching you and you don't know what the agenda is. I was never given here's your daily curriculum. It was like, go teach them sports.
Look,
here's 40 kids.
That makes all the difference. Do you have people watching you or not? If people are watching you have to do a good job. Because I know what my day looks like.
The principal's walking in and they're observing.
So the movie is out. The National Geographic movie is out.
With young kids, you're not holding their attention with National Geographic movie.
I don't care if I hold their attention.
Oh, start going wild in the room like,
even though we have DVDs and streaming technology, I am going to go get one of those large tube TVs with a VCR so that I can play educational videos for the remainder of the day. And I'm going to roll it in slowly, and that's what I'm doing.
Have either of you guys done career day yet?
No. I have not been to a career day. No.
I have done career day.
I can't wait, though, because we've got a pretty cool career.
It was all right. I did career day, and since we've been doing the podcast, so I went into my son's class. I think this was 2 years ago, so that put him in first grade, and we were doing career day, and I was talking about being a podcaster, and then I have to make things up. It's like, kids, here's what you need to learn in school. Math. I need math all the time, which, to be fair, when we're doing our football analysis, we do actually need math.
Wait a minute. Did you say to them that you really need to know math?
Yes, I did.
Oh, God, Mike.
Wow.
Mike. Come on.
My takeaway
like,
from grade school was
grade
that I didn't
math.
Need math.
Yeah. Yeah. This was first graders, though, man. They need to know
math. I had
math.
A sixth grade teacher promise me that I was going to need these certain things she was teaching, and I remembered it, and I've never needed it.
I'll
let Jason, come on. When we're making our spreadsheets in Excel,
in
Google Sheets.
Yeah, in Google Sheets. How dare you.
Sorry.
We use a lot of math, and I can promise you I learned none of that math in high school. You know, like I had that all way
but
before.
You learned, what about first grade?
Sure, it was after
that's
first
what I was
grade.
Talking. Know your audience, man. That's step one.
If
but
it's
you
got to
fill 7 hours.
If it's first graders, we are going for the world record of Simon Says. Because let me tell you something. I have plenty of experience corralling a bunch of young kids, whether this is, you know, running a children's ministry or just my wife has, she's from a family of 9 kids. We have kids over all the time. We're usually like 12 kids in the house. Not right now. Feels like 50, only 3. But I have a lot of experience corralling a bunch of kids, and it is unbelievable the dedication, the silence, the effort, and the longevity that you can get away with Simon Says. They will do you. They're a rowdy bunch. They're all going nuts, and you say, Simon Says, touch your head. Vroom, everybody stops and is like, I'm in on this game. And they have to listen and pay attention, and it's the easiest thing to come up with because I'm just like coming up with, puff your cheeks out.
Simon, I didn't say Simon Says run a mile around the school.
Yes. And then you guys ever play Heads Up 7 Up?
Oh yeah.
So
oh yeah.
I remember loving that game.
You ever cheat?
But I'm sure I did. I don't remember what it was. Can you explain the game to me again? Because I haven't played it in, I'm guessing, too long to admit.
So go ahead,
Andy. Okay, I'll explain it. So you put your head down and you put your thumb up, and there are 7 people who are it. They walk around, and then if they choose you, they tap your thumb. You're supposed to have your eyes closed. So you put your thumb down, and then once the round is beginning, there are 7 people up there. If your thumb was tapped, you stand up, and you have to guess who tapped your thumb.
Ah.
And so the way that you cheated was you kept your head down, your eyes open, and you looked at people's shoes.
Yeah, you did.
And then you looked up and said, I saw those shoes. I know it was you.
It was Emily.
That's 100% true. That is exactly how it...
Yeah, there's no way goodness. I didn't cheat at that game.
So you can go 7 hours, as Simon Says. That seems very involved. You're going to have to keep giving instructions.
Oh, dude, you can kick back, put your feet up. I mean, you literally can be eating a donut while saying, Simon Says, drop in a circle. And you don't have to, you don't even have to be the judge of like who didn't do it. Cause as soon as someone doesn't do it, you got 5 other people
they'll
on them.
You know.
Like, oh yeah, this self polices. It's fantastic.
Simon Says, play on your iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for all the first graders out there.
All right, you guys ready to draft?
Let's do it.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, Al, why don't you tell us what we're drafting?
We are drafting social distancing essentials or physical distancing. Good golly. Distancing
essentials.
Dig it, but don't. I think Al Borland has drafted one of my essentials.
Which is?
I don't
We'll
it.
Get there.
Alcohol. All right. Okay, so this is something we're all learning right now. But we're the experts. So obviously we'll draft
that's right.
the proper 12 things. Now, I don't know how this draft's going to go. Jason has the first pick, and I'm confused as to whether we're going to get more luxury items, more necessities. I don't really know.
I might or might not have been looking at how much hot tubs are and how quickly they can get installed. Because I was like, dude, I just want to go out and use my pool, but I can't. It's too cold. It's like, I would, if I had a hot tub out there, we could get out, escape for the night. But that is not the 101. We'll see. We'll see if that gets in there. I mean, we're just talking essentials here, so it's probably in the running.
I will take a hot tub to keep it away from you. I want you miserable.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I am, of course, going to take toilet paper because it is the one thing that everybody needs, that everybody's out of. I have...
Because everyone is an animal out there. People, you don't need that much toilet paper.
Well, it's good business, Mike. I don't want to admit this. I have purchased toilet paper through eBay.com.
Wait. But hold on.
Fantastically, it did arrive. So
you bought third-party auction toilet paper.
I have personally.
What kind of premium did you have to pay for that?
That's a pretty bad premium. It doesn't come cheap when there's people bidding.
The problem is once you know other people are buying it, you feel like you have to be out ahead of when you're going to need it. And it perpetuates on itself, right? Because if you don't check on it today, you're not going to have it in 3 weeks.
But as someone who lives a certain particular lifestyle as Jason, I'm ashamed of you that you took toilet paper with the number one.
Look, I'm the only one in my household living that life, so.
All right.
We'll see.
We'll see if it gets drafted.
Al, I'm up now, and I need to get a clarification from you.
All right.
Because I need to know whether I am drafting the utility of internet or not. Because that would be my pick. Is that
I don't think you can just draft the internet. You have to draft like
something it uses.
Yeah, a portion of the internet.
That's like drafting food. You can't draft food. Well, you can draft categories of food.
Okay, so a social distancing, a physical distancing essential is obviously the internet. I need to be able to check the news. I need to know what's going on. I want to be able to order food. I want to be able to,
So you're saying web browsing.
Get groceries. I'm saying, phone, phone internet, being able to
mobile and
access,
web browsing.
That sounds so lame when you put it that way, but
I know, that's why I'm trying to do it, my brother. Pick.
I mean, that just sounds pathetic. Mobile and web browsing at your local library.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I
don't want you to be able to do these things because I'm drafting them.
That's right, and
that's fine.
I cannot order my stuff online because you have mobile and web browsing.
Oh, gosh.
I can't do it without that. So
I already lost this draft for drafting the internet. Give me the internet.
No, you don't get the entire internet, though.
Yeah, because if you get the internet, that means there's other things. That means I can't play games.
Then give me a phone with the internet. Just put that as it. It sounds better than mobile and web browsing on Netscape Navigator.
That's great. A phone. Yeah. So you're just saying a phone. So I can't.
Yeah, you should draft an iPhone, I guess. I don't know.
Or
whatever.
Phone. Phones.
I'm going.
Cell phones.
Mike's up.
I have used my cell phone more since I've been here
is the battery running out a little quicker during the day?
Oh, it's on a charger a lot, my friend. I mean, my screen time reports, they're not going to be helping.
Way up.
Yeah.
It's like screen time report. You should take a break.
You take my cell phone away from me, and I'm a little PO'd. So I think you actually ended up getting
to Jason,
a great spot.
Jason has toilet paper. I took a smartphone. Mike, what do you got?
I'm taking streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm sorry, you need to select one.
Yeah. Totally.
No. I will take streaming services. That was when we talked before the show, Jason. I wondered.
It was
101. Are you going to take Netflix?
It was TP or streaming services. Those were my one and my two for sure, because the amount of consumption is off the chain. So streaming services. Yeah, you got the Netflix, the Apple Plus, all that jazz.
Yeah, you're darn right. And look, hand in hand, I'm streaming stuff. When I'm not streaming, I am playing stuff, so I will draft video games.
Okay. All right. So basically you guys have the internet now on lockdown.
That is correct.
The main usage.
Correct.
All the apps, the news, the web browsing, the purchasing online for Andy, all the playing and watching and consuming for you guys. So I'm going to...
But
good news, you have toilet paper.
You do have toilet paper. I want to be super clear, by the way. I thought that this was going to be more survival based. So I'm looking at things like food and water.
So I took Netflix.
Here's the thing that's lost.
Go ahead.
I don't want this to get lost. The way that Mike said, you know, I don't get to watch my movies. Y'all don't have toilet paper. You don't have it. So just throwing that out there.
All right. That's fine. I'll figure it out.
You better draft it.
All right. So, Mike, you have entertainment, so to speak, on lockdown. I've got information, and Jason has buttholes on lockdown. So
well,
at this point in time,
even
though,
have them on lockdown.
All not right, quite. You could have bidet or wipes life. I get it. We'll be surviving with those things.
Yes.
I'm not sure where to go with the social distancing essentials. When I think about what's valuable to me right now, believe it or not, I think it's valuable to be able to drive my car. That doesn't mean going and endangering other people.
Okay.
But being able to get to a doctor, being able to get up north to get out of this area of the city
hike. Your car?
So transportation?
I think I'm going to take a car. Okay. I can go get groceries with it. I think I need my car. Or I could just go for a drive when the kids, you know, are going a little bananas.
Sounds like unphysical distancing to me. Sounds like you're going places. You're the problem.
I am going places alone. I'm going them.
I will
them
draft
alone.
Rock concerts.
Because they are so much better than this social distancing. I'll take airports for 12. All right,
so I'm
on the clock.
I'll just say a car so I can go out and we could go on a hike or we could do something else and get our brains off of it.
All right.
Wait, Jason, are you out?
No, I'm not out. Look, my list is plentiful. It's just a matter of which direction do I want to go, because there's three things here that I really want.
Just lock the butthole up, please.
That's
not a phrase I ever want to hear again.
You don't want to draft bidet, Mike, but you know you're going to have to draft it, or else you got no chance, because toilet paper, if you don't have toilet paper, you are washing with a washcloth at home.
No, we all know what toilet paper is, Jason. You don't have to explain it to us.
Because when you poop, what happens? all right. So for my...
There's some remnants behind that you got to clean.
All right. I'm going to take, because of my propensity to eat, the importance of food, and my newfound love for canned food, I am taking canned food. All of it. I get my SpaghettiOs, my Denti More beef stew. I get my chili. I get my corn and my green beans and all the canned food of the world. It's mine.
Now what other food exists, Jason?
Oh, I can look.
Tell me more.
Take you on a tour through my pantry. And then the second one, I'm between two here. One that's important and one that's important. So I'm gonna
take the important one.
I will be taking, because I don't believe it would come back to me. I think Mike would grab it. I'm gonna take libations for when the night is hard and the day has been rough and I can wind down with a glass of wine. The libations be mine.
It's a good pick.
Okay.
Because you took all the entertainment. What am I gonna be doing?
Well, because I'm gonna play to my strengths here, I'm gonna take medications because you guys don't got them. I got them. You don't got them,
dude. I was between.
They're serving me so well. So
my wife is dead. She's a diabetic. She's dead now. Thanks.
Well, I didn't mean to kill your wife. Okay,
so
I did not mean
to
kill your wife.
You've murdered.
I'm sorry. No. You can buy them with toilet paper. Okay,
I'll let her know.
You can buy her some insulin with your toilet paper.
I was between.
We will be bartering.
I was 100% between prescriptions, like or medication and libations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, honey.
You made the right choice.
Yeah, medications of another kind.
I was trying to take whichever one I thought prescriptions or medication could come back to me, but that makes sense that you'd grab that, Andy. Wise pick. I like it.
All right,
so Mike, you got two
picks.
So
I'm on the corner. I got two picks. This will wrap up the draft for me. So number one, I will take the elusive hand sanitizer.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
It could be, because speaking of toilet paper, you cannot get sanitizer anymore. And I think, it's harder to substitute when you're on the go. You can't like just wash your hands with soap and water if you're on the road. You need hand sanitizer. All right.
I drove the other day, and I had a little protein cookie, and I had driven someplace.
Ooh, was
and
it
I realized It was a Larry's cookie. Thank you very much. Man. Not a sponsor.
Not hashtag not a sponsor, but delicious.
But they could be. They
Wait,
could
what
be
kind
if
of cookie?
They want.
Oh, Larry's, man. Protein cookies? They're so good.
They're very delicious.
I've never heard of that.
But I realize, see, we realize new things. First of all, I have fingernails for the first time in 30 years because of,
I can't believe,
I've never had them in my whole life, and now I have them.
But it is shocking to me that, well, I guess shocking is the wrong word, but like the fact that the quarantine and the worry about the virus, like that was it. That it got you to the point where you
Yes, Mike, a global pandemic was it. That finally got it for me.
But I'm just saying like that, like good for you. That's an incredible step that I don't think most people are taking. They're still
and
biting nails.
With the Larry's cookie, I realized I would be pulling that thing out and eating it with my hands, so I had to eat it with the wrapper. Like, you have to hold it with the wrapper.
Yes, you do.
Fingernail clippers are pretty cheap. You can just clip your nails. Like,
but no, that had nothing to do with the nails. That had nothing to do with the nails. I did clip my nails for the first time in my life instead of eating them.
Proud of you.
But I was just saying, you have to be, like, the hand sanitizer would have helped me, because then I could have eaten my cookie instead of being a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Go on, Mike.
All right, and I will take my last pick, because this is near and dear to my heart, especially right now. I'm trying to make the right decisions. So I've got entertainment, and I will also take exercise equipment.
Mm.
I am making sure that I'm not pulling a Jason Moore,
yeah,
putting on a cool 40 with canned peaches and canned pears by
the
end of the quarantine.
I'll take the over. I'll take the over, my friend. Look, on my list, I have a Peloton on my list because I'm like,
not anymore.
I know I need it, but yeah, it's off my list now. So yeah, exercise equipment is smart.
I got it.
Enjoy not wiping your butt or eating, Mike.
I'm fine. I got a t-shirt.
He'll be swole. He'll burn off that fat because he won't have any thing coming in. All right, streaming services, video games, hand sanitizer, exercise equipment. I've got a smartphone. I've got a car. I've got some medications. And I guess I will take the more, I don't know, maybe family-oriented board games. I will take
It's on my list, but I have video games, so I don't need them.
Yeah, you don't. But I'll go with board games, ability to kind of do that.
The 1980s called.
Yeah.
On the board. Now, board games is a good pick, especially because we don't have entertainment. Mike's got the streaming. He's got
when
the
we
video
all
games.
Run out of power, Andy will be the one left entertained.
All right. Look, I realize I've got another one of these categories already on lockdown. This is the last pick of the draft, right? So
that is correct.
I could talk through everything here.
Yes, you can.
Pet food. It could run out. I love my pets, but sorry, I'm selfish.
They could eat your canned food.
That's right. Canned dog. Oh, I guess I've got dog food, right? I just got canned food.
You got
food.
Canned food. That's true.
There you go.
You actually only have dog food.
It tastes
food.
Like
sorry.
Dog food.
I could go bottled waters. I don't need to go bidet. I've got toilet paper. Nobody took it. So I've got that on lockdown. So I'm pretty much between hand soap and frozen food. I feel like the two, like when I'm stocking, so I'm just thinking about me, like, you know, okay, this is coming down. Maybe we're going to get quarantined, locked down, have a real tough time getting stuff. What are the essentials? Toilet paper, canned food, frozen food, and libations. This is a home run. I love my draft. Yeah. I'm taking frozen food.
All right.
So I'm stocked up. I can eat a variety of food.
How was Jason the practical draft? How did this possibly happen?
Well, he did draft two of his four. 50% of his draft was food.
Yes.
So I am not surprised by the outcome of the draft.
Enough. I agree
and
with
then,
you.
To be honest with you, libations is still being consumed, and the toilet paper handles the other side of it. So he is entirely food oriented.
It's all
and
about
I'm not
the
surprised.
In and the out, my friend.
It's all about the in and the out. Absolutely.
I'm going to need some of that exercise equipment, Mike.
I wanted ice cream too, but I'll have to trade some medications
for it. Oh, if you had drafted ice cream, so on brand.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm never healthy.
Hey, frozen food, I've got it.
What did we learn today?
I learned that Jason loves, adores, and was surprised by the quantity of canned peaches in his life.
It is so good. I learned that I will be at least 300 pounds by the end of this lockdown.
We're all learning about Jason. I learned Jason was bullied. And that makes me sad.
Oh, that's sweet. It was like a two-time happening. So
that, but two times, you still remember it. Clearly, it affected
you. That's fair.
You.
That's fair. It sucked. It was not good.
Look,
don't bully people.
Hey, teenagers, if you have leg hair, You don't need to tease the guys that don't have leg hair yet. They're going to get it.
As a small, I remember being the littlest kid too, and the locker room was a scary place if you were behind the curve.
I remember the pit hair where you would be swimming because we're in Arizona, so you're swimming all the time, and then every summer you're checking. You're like, oh man,
come on now,
do I have any buds going on down here?
Jason used to glue it on.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Roll around,
shave it right off the dog.
Roll around in some Elmer's.
He shaved it off his back.
Yes,
the one place. Like, why does my back grow so thick?
All right,
people
we're
now think I've
up.
Got this crazy mane on my back. I've just got a patch of hair on the top by my neck.
Look, just because little, people just call you Sasquatch, it has nothing to do with that.
Just because you braid it, just because you let it flow. Look, everybody out there, genuinely, stay safe, stay smart.
Yes,
we'll get through this. It's going to be an endurance thing for a lot of us. I think just being able to, like I said, maybe we're not physically connected. Let's stay socially connected. We can do that here. Do it at spitballerspod.com. Connect with us on Twitter. And we'll be here throughout. And you
my
guys
Twitter game
it.
Is nasty right now. I am crushing.
That doesn't sound very exciting, actually.
We are dedicated to being here and putting out great, fun content through this time, so can't wait for the next episode. We might be bringing some extra stuff soon.
Who knows. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.